Welcome to the Northern Soul Podcast. I'm Lucy McNamara here with you again for 45 minutes or so. We've got loads of great music coming up, as always, and also a great interview with Shauna Mackin, singer and songwriter from Ireland. She's just supported 2 weeks running, who actually we had on the podcast way back when. So if you want to catch that, you can always go back and look on iTunes. Anyway, she supported them at Night and Day. They launched their new single, Holy Ghost. They've already been picked up by XFM and played on Introducing. Anyway, she's also been played on Introducing. She's got a really fresh and sunny approach, I think. And I had a really lovely time interviewing her. She's someone you kind of want to go down the pub with. She really is. She's great. Anyway, we've got music from Django Django. I've got some stuff. I've got a song from Iggy and the Stooges. Yeah? Mr. Iggy Pop. Mr. Six Music Iggy Pop now, eh? But first of all, I tell you what, let's hear from Shauna, shall we?
I'm from Dublin, and I was coming towards the end of my schooling in Dublin, and my dad said, oh, what do you want to do? And I said, well, oh, I'm nursing down in midwifery on my applications for university. And my dad said, oh, do you not want to do something with the music? Because obviously growing up, I've always sang at family parties. I was always in school musicals. I was in the school orchestra, what they called the Dorchestra. And I actually wanted to become a music teacher early on, which is why I kept studying it. Towards the end, I didn't really want to follow the classical route that I've been learning and doing through piano. And the majority of the university courses back home are BA music, so they're mainly classical based. So I kind of was like, I don't really know. It's not really a viable option for me over here, just because I'm not, you know, I don't want to get into a course that I'm not interested in and then kind of suffering in that way. And she said, oh, what about going further afield? What about trying out in the UK? And I was like, oh, I don't know. And he said, sure, go on and try it and see how it goes. My dad's really like that. He's very much, oh, sure, go on.
Well, it's really great to have that kind of support behind you, because you hear so many times people going, oh, well, Mum and Dad said I really should do something which was a bit more serious and that I'd definitely get a job at the end of. So that's great that you've had that kind of background.
Yeah, my mum and dad are really supportive and have always been really supportive of me. So it was great to have them behind and backing me, not me just going, I'm leaving to a career of music.
With your knapsack
you
on your back.
So I applied to Salford University to do popular music and recording, and they invited me for an audition, which I passed. Thank God. Then they said, depending on my results from school, because it's school all the way through in Ireland. It's not like school, college, or high school. It's just school. So they said, regardless with my grades, as long as you know they were what they were wanted, and that I would have a place, and got my grades through in the summer when I was on a girls' holiday in Ionapa.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to Manchester. I moved over then. I deferred the course for a year and moved over when I started my course. Yeah, I was kind of like a bit of a, I kind of came from Dublin, not necessarily being, you know, a big fish in a small pond, because like obviously there's so much talent in Dublin and I was nowhere near doing things that some people were doing. But in my circles, in my friends' circles, family circles, you know, when you're told, oh, you're a great singer, you kind of come over with a bit of a swagger, and then you're dropped into this massive ocean of all these people who are amazing.
And is that what happened then? You sort of found yourself with people?
I thought I'm way over my head. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get through the first year of all of this. And they're all so, like, such amazing musicians, singers, everything. And it was all a bit overwhelming, I think. And then I stuck to it and, you know, kind of kept going and kind of kept my head down. And then and my course was mostly male populated as well. So it's quite intimidating coming into, a girl with so many male musicians who are all very good. And you're kind of like, well, I'd like to sing. So I kind of was like, a bit over my head.
So you just heard Django Django with Hail Bob, and before that, Shauna Makin, who is obviously our interviewee in the hot seat this week. Going back to Django Django, though, they're pretty good, aren't they? I don't know where they're playing this summer, but I know they did a big festival tour a few years ago. They've just got a really great sound, haven't they? I love that song, Hail Bob, that was. So on to big news this week. Kate Bush. Kate Bush. Do I need to say any more? After 35 years, Kate Bush has decided to tour again. She's got 22 dates, or rather a residency, at the Apollo in Hammersmith in the summer. And tickets went on sale today, sold out within 39 minutes. 39, that's quite precise, isn't it? But sold out within 39 minutes. I was massively disappointed. I didn't manage it. Don't know who did. If you did, tweet me, because I'd really like to know how you did it. Yet 22 dates sold out within 39 minutes. Amazing. Yeah, so our last tour was 1979, the year I was born. That's kind of giving my age away, isn't it? This show is called Before the Dawn. Her last show was described, and I'm just going to have to read this. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to read it off my piece of paper. But it was described as the most magnificent, I can't even speak, the most magnificent spectacle ever encountered in the world of rock. She's also been awarded a CBE for services to music. I think she's amazing. And as I say, devastated I haven't got to see it. But for all those people that did get tickets, well, what an amazing show it's going to be. I think I'd be excited from now until then, to be honest. So we're gonna hear from Kate Bush, in fact. She's, well, we're not going to hear from her. That would be great, wouldn't it, if I just suddenly went, right, on now is Kate Bush. We've got an interview with her. We haven't. But what we do have is Babushka, one of her brilliant tracks. I love this one. Here you go, Babushka.
She knew exactly what to do. A pseudonym to fool him. She couldn't have made a worse move. She sent him 70 letters, and he received them with a strange delight. Like his wife, but how she was before the tears, and how she was before the years flew by, and how she was when she was beautiful. She sang the letter on Babushka.
So high, says I want to do right, but not right now. I'm gonna drive to Atlanta and live out this fantasy. You're running around with a rag top down. Yeah, I want to do right, but not right now. Had your arm around his shoulder, a regimental soldier. And mama starts pushing that wedding gown. Yeah, you wanna do right, but not right now. Oh, me, oh, my, oh, would you look at me so high? He's running around with a rag top down. She says, I want to do right, but not right
So you heard Gillian Welsh there with Look at Miss Ohio. Gillian Welsh has been going for quite a long time. She's a sort of little known, really, in a lot of ways. But again, a track I love. A track from old. I've had that in me back catalogue for quite some time. And I dug it out the other day, listened to it and thought, oh, I'm going to have to put that on the podcast. It sounds absolutely brilliant. So let's get back to Shauna, who I caught up with, obviously, a couple of weeks ago. Lovely Shauna Machin, the Irish singer-songwriter, who is taking Manchester and maybe even the country by storm.
It's kind of the sense of, you know, I got in with a few bands, and then in second year I joined a big band, and things started to gradually kind of get better, and I was kind of like, you know what, maybe I'm all right, maybe I can actually do this. And then in third year I was coming to the end of my course, and I said, I really want to do something before leaving uni. I don't want, you know what I mean, I really want to try with my own stuff. And so I got a band together, and I did some songs written. And I said, I'm going to release an EP. And we did. And it was great. And ever since then, I've just been gigging and getting a little step further every time. So then Michelle Hussey started playing me on BBC Introducing, which was like a massive milestone, I think. I got to support one of my idols, Damien Dempsey. He's an Irish singer-songwriter. I got to support him in Manchester on his Manchester Leg of the Door. So all these little things are kind of, you know, little successes to me. So it's I never really think that, you know, I'm not taking off, but gradually when you get to tick these little things off, you know, it's something to feel kind of good about.
Absolutely, absolutely it is. And of course, yeah, you mentioned Michelle Hussey there and BBC introducing, and many of our talents, both here and from Ireland, have come from BBC Radio, you know, introducing, and it gives you a sort of platform, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's great, isn't it?
You'd wonder what would happen if they weren't around, because they have launched so many people.
That's right, and long may it continue. Now, tell me how long you've been out of uni then. So what time frame we're looking at now? About a year?
A year and a half,
okay. Yeah. So what you've been playing at places, what, like the Castle and places like that?
Yeah, so in Manchester, I've played Ruby Lounge, the Castle Hotel, Gulliver's, the Matt and Fred's. Go around the streets in the northern corner.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they're the main ones, aren't they?
Night and day.
Yeah,
I play night and day actually quite frequently, which I'm really lucky, because it's a great little family to kind of be in, and they're really not nice, and I kind of thank them for supporting me so much and giving me gigs.
Now, tell me, Shauna, what's next for you? So, where you're going from here?
So at the moment, we're in the middle of arranging my campaign for my single Play Pretend, which will be released in the summer. So we're just kind of getting music video together and stuff like that. So that's the next step. And then afterwards, there might be some other little surprises before the end of the summer as well.
Which you're keeping what close to your chest?
Yeah, a little bit close to my chest. So, but at the next main thing is the single Play Pretend, and I'm really excited about it because it's one of those songs that we've kind of had, we've had for about a year, and we first played it properly, as in full band live, a year ago, to a crowd in Dublin when I went back on like a tour, because I'd never played Dublin before, where I'm from.
Wow.
So, and everyone was coming up to me, and my family are always like, oh God, I love that song. So I'm really excited to kind of release it, and it's a bit more of it's a fun song, it's not too serious. So we're planning the music video at the moment, I'm quite excited about it. And I'm releasing that alongside Longevity Records. So we're all quite excited about that at the moment.
England stands and days are done.
So I played you PJ Harvey, Let England Shake. PJ Harvey, she's been going for years and years and she just seems to get better and better. Well, that was Let England Shake, as I say. So it's a slightly older one, but she's been doing great things, obviously, in the last few years. Last thing, slightly weirdly, was she was editor of Radio 4, wasn't she, for the day, which kind of was a bit contentious. And I believe there would have been BBC execs on the edge of their seats, biting their nails, hoping that actually she wasn't going to say or do anything untoward, which I think she did, didn't she, actually? I think their nails were bitten to the quicks. Anyway, PJ Harvey, an absolute dream of a singer, I think, personally. Anyway, back to Shauna. We can't leave her for too long. This is Shauna Makin. Tell me where you get the inspiration from your songs. It's a bit of a standard question, this, but nevertheless, one that I think is quite interesting.
I think it is, I like to say, everyday kind of things. Like, I'm a big believer in not taking yourself too seriously. Don't get me wrong, I write very serious songs when I'm in a very bad mood or someone's really annoyed me or, I'm upset about something. But I also, poke fun at myself and, I'm always about a laugh and basically making things as lighthearted as possible, because I don't think you should ever take yourself too seriously or you should take life too seriously, because at the end of the day, you're here for a good time. But not a long time. Play Pretend is kind of about, I suppose when you start seeing someone and you're kind of a bit excited, and maybe sometimes you can come across a bit, eager. Although the majority of the time you're as cool as a cucumber on the outside, but inside you're like, maybe I'll just text them again, even though I text them twice already and I haven't heard back from them. So I'll just text them again, it's fine. Or, it's great because when we'll start planning our wedding.
Yeah, we all kind of know that it's not fine,
I kind of think, in a way, it's not cool to admit it either, so I'm really going to regret this. But it's basically about that feeling you have when you start seeing someone and you kind of jump the gun a bit, but you're trying to remain as cool as possible, but inside you're screaming, going,
Let this be the one.
I know. So Play Pretend is kind of about that. It's kind of, a bit more exaggerated in the sense. It's kind of like, why don't you just stay around and why don't you just stay a little longer, and why don't we just do this? And it's okay, because we're going to get married and we're going to have loads of babies.
Brilliant.
Kind of stuff like that. But I always kind of try and pick on funny aspects as well. So...
Brilliant.
Other than serious.
quite right. And when I next listen to you to that song, I'll be thinking about this conversation. So finally, Shauna, just let people know how they can sort of keep up with you. You've got a website that they can go to, is that right?
I do. It's shaunamakin.com.
So fairly easy to remember there.
Yeah, hopefully, shaunamakin.com. And on Facebook, it's Shauna Makin Music. On Twitter, it's Shmakin Music. And I think that's it. But yeah, so I love hearing from people. So, drop by, send me a message. I write back. I'm pretty friendly. So, yeah.
Well, listen, Shauna, thanks for talking to Northern Soul. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks for talking to me too. It's been lovely.
Thank you.
with a hat full of napalm. I'm a runaway son of a nuclear aid bomb. I am the world's forgotten boy, the one who searches and destroys. In the dead of night, love in the middle of a firefight. Honey, gotta strike me blind. Somebody gotta save my soul. Baby, penetrate my mind. And I'm the world's forgotten boy, the one who's searching, searching to destroy.
Search and Destroy, Iggy and the Stooges. So that was the band before Mr. Iggy Pop, Mr. Bare-chested, crazy good body for a fairly old man. Am I allowed to say that? I just have. Ooh. Anyway, Iggy Pop with the long hair. That was the band he was in way back when. I don't know, in the 70s, would I be right in saying? Great, great song though, isn't it? It's just timeless. Some of these great tracks from years gone by are just absolutely timeless. So I also played you, before Iggy and the Stooges, I played you Beach House and Lazuli. I never know if I've said that properly. There's a little bit of a story to that. I used to work in commercial radio some time ago, and I used to be doing the news, and I got so sick of hearing Katy Perry. Sorry if you like Katy Perry, but I think by now you all know my feelings on Katy Perry. I find her challenging. That's the nicest possible way that I can describe my feelings towards Katy Perry. She's a challenge. And actually, I prefer just not to hear her or be anywhere involved with anything she's got. But obviously, commercial radio, they quite like old Katie. And she's played a lot. So when I was doing the news, I used to be so sick of that that I used to put my headphones on. And then on the internet, I'm giving my games away here. All my ex-employees would be like, oh, we never knew she did that. And I used to play Beach House and that particular song, Lazuli, in my earphones while I was writing the news. And it just made everything so much more pleasant rather than having screamy Katy Perry in the background. There we go. So what else have I got to tell you? Well, we have had some news this week, which you may or may not know. The Black Keys have confirmed they'll play Glastonbury. Amazing. And they're also, of course, playing Latitude. So they're doing some festivals this year. And I'm guessing that's because they have a new album set for release on May the 12th. That's called Turn Blue. It's, of course, their eighth album. It follows on from the 2011 El Camino. So it's been a great week. It's been a great week for music, of course. Bit disappointed with Kate Bush. Going to keep going back there. That was Shauna Macon, you've heard throughout this podcast. She is excellent. You must check her out. I'll put a link onto her website from my Twitter, which is Lucy_McNamara, which you already know. And do you know what? We're coming towards the end of series one of these podcasts. We've got, I think, a couple more of them, and then we've done series one. And it's all about me working towards festival time and getting you some great interviews and playing you some great music for the next 20. So the next series two, it will be, of the Northern Soul podcast. We've got a couple of weeks left yet, so don't be going anywhere. And of course, you can always tweet us at Northern Soul or me if you're a new band and you want to get some airplay, or if you'd like to be interviewed. I'm really kind, I'm very nice, I'm not a horrible interviewer, as I think, who was it, James Holt said that he thought it was a very pleasant interview. He was quite shocked and surprised. So please do get in touch. Also, if there are songs that you want to hear for either this series or the next series, perhaps it might be a bit late for this series, but certainly for the next one, please do get in touch with me. Tweet me, Lucy_McNamara, or via @Northern_Soul_. And obviously, editor there is Helen Nugent. So you can always get in touch with her and she'll pass anything on to me. But that's it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you've enjoyed the music as well. And I'll be back here with Rupert Hill next week. He is ex-Corrie actor. He's in Beiderbecke, the band. He also owns great music venues in Manchester, the Castle, the Eagle Inn, Gulliver's, and the Parlour in Chorlton. So we'll be talking about his kind of foray into music venue ownership as well, and a little bit about his time in Corrie, which is quite interesting. It's quite interesting how it all came about, plus, of course, his band. So make sure you're around for that next week. But thanks for joining me. It's been great. Take care.